Thank you. Next item, please.
431, request of Catherine Smith to address council regarding city council talking to the Tigard police about her case.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First, I want to clarify what they put about what I'm going to talk about is a little bit off.
That's fine.
It's actually that I wanted you to talk to the police chief. That's more accurate.
Okay. Yeah, it's your,
related
your
to
time.
That.
It's your time, so you can
okay.
use it.
Okay, and I'm going to go over about...
You can start it over 3 minutes, Carl. Thank you.
I'm going to go over about 10 or 15 seconds. I'll try to read fast, though. What do we know? Can you all hear me okay?
Yes. Carla, okay. Could you restart it at 3 minutes, please? Thank you.
What do we know? We know that some Tigard cops have been shooting me and my son remotely for more than 5 years every day with mainly microwave weapons and ultrasound weapons, and even before that, but less often. We know that the Portland police officer assigned to my case refuses to investigate and prosecute those Tigard cops because he's being blackmailed by them not to. Some Tigard cops admitted that to me from the beginning, late 2013, that they are blackmailing him. He talks like it and he acts like it. We know several other Portland police employees are participating in this, most ignoring my request for help and hiding and stealing my emails and even certified letters to PC Marshman and previously to PC Larry O'Day, wherein I asked them to assign my case to a different cop who is ethical and who will investigate and make those Tigard cops stop shooting us. We know that you haven't talked to the police chief about this case. We know you have no legal reason for not doing so. I've asked you, and you don't answer that question, nor do your city attorneys, because they have no legal reason, nor do you, for refusing to talk to the PC about these matters. We know you and the screener of your meeting requests have refused to allow me a 20-minute meeting with you to discuss this and resolve this, so I'm limited to a 3-minute testimony once a month. We know you as police commissioner have authority to give the police chief an order, and that he must be in control of his employees, making sure they follow Oregon laws. We know the 2 certified letters or reports I sent you, but now they're 3, were not given to you. We know I gave you, through Carla, a printout of a website from Wired.com describing what a voice-to-skull weapon is that those Tigard cops harass and manipulate me and my son with every day. We know that you already know what that weapon is and that it does exist. I know that the 3rd certified letter I sent you arriving April 13th contained a report and letter addressed to Assistant Chief Larry O'Day, November 3rd, 2013, with evidence of those assaults and requesting his help, a paper of websites proving when cops acquired microwave weapons, ultrasound weapons, voice-to-skull, mind-control weapons, etc. in 1993, and a lethality assessment protocol form filled out proving my son and I are at high risk of being murdered by those cops. We know that murder is illegal in Oregon, so is stalking, but you don't do anything as police commissioner to make Portland police stop these crimes and attempted murder to us. Therefore, you are facilitating them. We know that you don't ask me any questions about these daily crimes to us, not even what is their motive. This is a tactic or strategy also used by some Portland police to discredit the target and or to not say anything you can be held legally liable for. We know they have lots of other people in Portland they target and shoot with these weapons remotely, and we know I wrote down several of their names that are at the end of my last testimony, March 8th, and I asked you to please be sure to read them. Many are well-known crimes in Portland, including some people who died from police shootings. And lastly, we know that none of the information and evidence I've told you about these crimes is difficult to understand.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.